The old Catani Cabaret has been gone for more than 25 years. The building that housed it still stands, but in a very different incarnation today. Since 1994, it has been home to Ner Shalom, a self-described unorthodox Jewish congregation. And Suzanne Shanbaum, president of their board of directors, says they are happy to be the current occupants of that historic building.
It was dedicated in April 1910, and it was the Catani Ladies Improvement Club. They would make care packages for local soldiers during both World Wars. It went on to house Catani's first lending library. And then there were American Legion dances on Saturday nights, fire department card games, and July 4th celebrations and such. But it became the Catani Cabaret in 1980. So when we acquired it in 1994, one of the first things we did was plug the bullet holes in the ceiling from the wild days.
Those days, obviously, are now long past. But the resident room and its comfortable stage are little changed. So, over the past few months, the temple has begun making a little extracurricular use of the hall.
We have an old building, and it needs to be maintained. So our congregation has started to produce a series of concerts there. They've been very successful and a lot of fun because the room is great for music and has a musical history.
Those low-key, internally promoted performance events proved successful enough that Ner Shalom is now looking for occasional rentals for the room. They'll be testing the waters on Sunday with a show brought in by Catani native Elijah Barnston. But this show is being presented under the banner of the Old Catani Cabaret. It will feature the touring African guitarist, Viu Farka Touré.
He's the son of Ali Farka Touré, and he plays a little bit of the reggae, a little bit on the rock side, and definitely gets into some blues. He's known as the Hendrix of the Sahara, and this is part of his new album tour. His new album is called Samba.
The single show is a benefit for Live Music Lantern, a nonprofit that Barnston co-founded to facilitate increased exposure to live music for folks who otherwise would have few opportunities to experience it. But he's clear that this is a one-off event, at least for now.
A lot of people, when they see the old Catani Cabaret, blast, is it opening again? And I'm very clear to say, no, it's not. You know, I wish it was, but I've been very clear to say, we're trying to bring back the magic of the cabaret for one night. And hopefully there'll be more opportunity down the road. It's an old building, and they're concerned a little bit about wear and tear. And if it was up to me, I would have already had the roster full for the next 12 months, a show a month or something. But we'll see. Hopefully we'll be able to do more.
And that's something that Ner Shalom may be open to, says Suzanne Shanbaum, in conjunction with their upcoming capital campaign to fund some overdue upgrades to the building.
We really want to have disabled bathrooms. We have a significant contingent of disabled folks in our congregation, and we can't accommodate them, and we would like to be able to do that.
And Ner Shalom is continuing to book their own events, too.
We have Holly Dear at the beginning of June. In the fall, we'll be having Linda Torrey and the Freedom Band come up from Oakland, and you will be setting our schedule for next year shortly.
The Ner Shalom website now also has a prominent page devoted to promoting rentals of their building. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.